We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. It's a Wednesday, so we are halfway through the week, and we have got a lot to get to this afternoon. We've got some audio cuts from President Trump and from Vice President, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, and also we'll talk about Jefferson Parish reaching the limit, so now the bars can open up to 25% occupancy or 50 people, whichever is smaller. Also, the mayor shut down Tracy's because of behavior during Monday Night Football. We'll talk about all of that coming up. Also, I wrote a blog. It's going to be on our website, WWL.com. And it's The Confessions of a Social Distancing Masker, which I am. I'm a social distancing masker. So we'll talk about that. Also, President Trump seems to be applauding the roughing up of a reporter, a journalist. And I think the general attacks on the media are very dangerous to our society. But first, let's talk about the breaking news. And this is one of the great aspects of talk radio. We're live on the air here on WWL, AMFM, and radio.com. And we can react to breaking stories. And ex-officer Brett Hankinson in Kentucky has been charged with charging connection with the death of Breonna Taylor. Many of you familiar with that story. He's been charged with an interesting count of first-degree wanton endangerment. I wanted Newell Norman to join us on the show. And, Newell, thanks for hanging around. Let's talk about what first-degree wanton endangerment really does mean compared to the other charges that he could have faced.
Well, as Daniel Cameron pointed out, there were six possible homicide charges that could have been charged with here. He went on to say that the facts of the case did not justify any of those. And there in Kentucky law, there's an area that falls into more of a gray area between negligence and intent, and that's called wanton endangerment. And they define wantonly this way: a person acts wantonly with respect to a result or to a circumstance described by a statute defining an offense when he is aware of and consciously disregards a substantial and unjustifiable risk that the result will occur or that the circumstance exists. The risk must be of such a nature and degree that disregard thereof constitutes a gross deviation from the standard of conduct that a reasonable person would observe in that situation. Interestingly here, just so that we're clear, the victim of this charge is not Breonna Taylor and is not Kenneth Walker. It's the three individuals that were in apartment 3, which is the adjacent apartment to Miss Taylor's apartment. And what I was able to glean from what Daniel Cameron was saying is that Officer Mattingly and Officer Cosgrove were the ones that went in the front door, went down the hall, were confronted by Kenneth Walker, who fired a shot at them after they had announced their presence. This was not a no-knock warrant. They may have received a no-knock warrant, the approval for a no-knock warrant, but they announced their presence before they went in. They waited. There was not a response, and they went in. And that is compelling, because what Daniel Cameron said was that these two officers were justified in their use of force against Kenneth Walker and Breonna Taylor. And there will be no charges brought against them for their conduct in going into this apartment. He also described that Officer Brett Hankinson, who fired 10 rounds, he describes that he was outside of a picture window and shot through the window, and I think he used the words in an indiscriminate way, that actually caused projectiles to penetrate a common wall, thereby endangering the next door neighbors, and there were three of them.
So a lot of this focuses on the neighbors next door. And so let's go back to why this former officer, Brett Hankinson, out of the three, it's because he shot basically randomly into the window and didn't have a target per se?
I don't know what the vantage point is. It's only conjecture on my part. That seems to be what they're implying, that he didn't have a favorable vantage point to eliminate the threat. Mm-hmm. And when the other two officers started firing, he was just firing in a fashion across. So, and you heard Daniel Cameron go painstakingly through the amount of ballistics that was done by two separate labs. And he also mentions that Officer Cosgrove, one lab, definitively identified one of his rounds as being the shot that killed Breonna Taylor. And another lab was not able to reach that same conclusion.
Well, let's also mention that it's sad that Breonna Taylor was killed under these circumstances. But I do applaud what the Kentucky Attorney General Cameron said. I applauded when he said that we shouldn't find the story that fits what we want to believe. We need to find the truth based on the facts. And I think it's fair to mention, although I hate that this is a factor, but I didn't make it a factor. It is a factor. The Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, is African American.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's you know, I thought he did a good job of this. And I say all the time, let the case reveal itself. We're jumping to conclusions. We don't have all of the evidence. And it's interesting, one of the first things that he said, and I failed to make note of this, is that the officer's side of the story is that they had announced their presence. And everyone said no in the rush to judgment. No, they didn't have, they had a no-knock warrant. Mm-hmm. They just went in. They may have had a no-knock warrant, but they didn't exercise it as a no-knock warrant. They didn't take advantage of them being able to do that. And that was verified by an independent witness one apartment down in apartment mm-hmm. four. So think about this. Kenneth Walker says he didn't hear them say that, but someone in apartment four did. Mm-hmm. So when you're judging the veracity of the witnesses that are present, obviously, that cuts at Kenneth Walker's side of the story that they had no idea who was at the front door, because an independent witness one door down said he heard the police announcing themselves at that location.
You know, I like the idea of the facts need to come out and the story needs to reveal itself. And I remember that road rage incident on the West Bank. I remember when you were sheriff of Jefferson Parish, you were being criticized because it was taking you a few days to come up with some information on that. And I remember being on the air, and I was very defensive of you that, you know, Newell Norman is right. Let the sheriff gather the facts. I mean, we really want this to be decided right here and now, and that's not fair.
Well,
so they did take a little time to figure this out.
Yeah, you know, we've adopted, and Daniel Cameron addressed this, we've adopted a bastardized notion of justice. Justice is not a predetermined outcome. You got to go to where the evidence leads you. And sometimes it's going to lead you to a place that you don't want to be. And sometimes you can do everything by the book, and you're still going to reach an ugly outcome and a tragic outcome. And it's mm-hmm. tragic. That Breonna Taylor lost her life. It's tragic anytime people lose their life. But I talked about this case. If they were able to get and procure a no-knock warrant, there were some indicators that were very problematic for Ms. Taylor and some of her conduct with known drug dealers. And I went through that a couple of weeks ago of what we knew and what we didn't know. Because we don't just willy-nilly go out there running around getting no-knock warrants, because there's a lot of potential problems and or liabilities that go with that. And most departments that I've worked with and ours as well, we took those very seriously.
All right, Neil Dorman, thank you for your expertise.
All right, have a great show, Scoot.
All right, thanks a lot. I'm Scoot. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon about this breaking news or anything else, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. You could also send me an email. My email address is scoot@wwl.com, and I've got my email page right here in my home studio in downtown New Orleans, and my apartment is up and ready to go. We'll be right back with more. This is WWL. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot, and we're talking about breaking news. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has announced the results of a grand jury investigation into the shooting of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. And the grand jury returned three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment against former Louisville police officer Brett Hankinson. The other two police officers, Sergeant Mattingly and Detective Cosgrove, were not charged. The attorney general seemed to talk about facts that were not common knowledge. I want to be careful about talking about this in this way. I want to warn us all that judging this incident is not a judgment of whether or not social justice is important in America. This is not a case that is setting a precedent for every other case, because every case is different. Michael Brown in Ferguson was different from other cases. And so let's not look at this as a way of defining how we feel about race relations in America. Let's judge this based on this particular issue. And the Attorney General of Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, seemed very, very confident in the facts that he had uncovered. And Newell just mentioned that the facts included confirmation from an independent witness that the police did not barge in with a warrant without knocking. This was not a no-knock warrant. There are circumstances about this that are different from other cases. And because a police officer is charged here, or maybe is not charged as much as some people think he should be charged with a serious crime, and that's going to be what you're going to hear, that the charges should have been greater. And I guess at some point we have to figure out who we trust. And it seems like the Attorney General, Cameron, made some really strong points about facts applied to Kentucky law in this case. But again, this is not a case that sets a precedent for how we feel about every other case. There's still social injustice in this country. There are some bad police officers that deserve to be punished, but the overwhelming majority of police officers are really good, and they risk their lives for us every day. So I think the caution here is to stay away from the temptation, like we do with everything. We take one story, and we want to define the world by that one story, and I don't think it's fair to do that in this case. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. And from Baton Rouge, Kyle, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah, is Newell still there?
No.
Okay, well, it sounded an awful lot like he just buys into the police's side of the story. And I'm going to tell you this right now, okay? This isn't a racial issue. It's a constitutional issue. Straight up, right now, the Constitution of the United States guarantees, it's supposed to guarantee the citizens of this country from illegal search and seizure. The whole reason for a search warrant to begin with, is to guarantee the rights of innocent people from being having their doors beaten down at 1 o'clock in the morning and being barged in on and having a situation exactly like this happen. Agree or disagree?
Well, it sounds like I would agree with you that I don't like the idea of illegal search and seizures, obviously.
Okay.
But Kyle,
okay.
But it seems okay. Like but if the law wait hang on Kyle, if the law allows for this to happen, then the law needs to be changed. That's another battle.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, though. You have two people that everybody's wanting. You know, look, human nature. My human nature would be to side with the police. Here's the problem I have. The man that Breonna Taylor was living with, Mr. Walker, he, A, did not have a criminal record. B, he had a license to carry a firearm. And C, he was in his own home where he was living at the time with her, and it was her home, and she certainly had the right to have of jurisprudence on her side, presumption of innocence. Now, the police twisted up and made up stories to get a warrant on her to begin with because she hadn't been living with that guy for months. She was scared of the original man that they were after. B, he was already in police custody when they served the warrant, whatever time, and they changed the time on when he was abducted. They changed the time on when he was arrested to cover up the fact that he was already in custody when they served the warrant. And see, if somebody breaks into my house in the middle of the night beating on the door, and the reason I believe the Walker instead of the police is because he didn't have a record, he didn't have any drugs, and he had a license to carry, and he was in his own home. So do I believe the cops will lie? Absolutely, I believe the cops will lie. Cops will lie. They lie. They laugh about lying to convict criminals all the time.
Okay? I don't know of cases where police officers, I don't know cases of police officers laughing about lying. We do know that police officers have lied. Look, it is possible. And look, Kyle, you bring up great points. It is possible.
With no drugs in their home at 1 o'clock in the morning. They don't have any police record. What in the hell were the cops doing at their house to begin with? That's my question.
And that's a question that somebody else is going to have to answer. I don't know how to answer that question because I'm not there.
I'll tell you what, somebody, Louisville's going to have trouble tonight. They're going to have a lot of trouble.
Well, I hope they don't, because I don't think that's the answer. Kyle, I'm glad you called the show. Is it possible that Kenneth Walker did not hear the police warning that they're coming in? Yes, that is possible. And I'm sure that's going to come up in a trial. Just because somebody says the police officers did announce that they were coming in doesn't mean that Kenneth Walker heard them. So somewhere in between there is the truth. This is one of those complicated stories. Sometimes stories are not so, if you will, black and white. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's so hard to fairly judge what happens in situations like this. And I think we need to, first of all, admit that and not be so quick to think that we are sure that we know what happened. But we're talking about this breaking news this afternoon. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back with your comments on WWL. In our quest for equal rights in our society, it's easy to take every case and make it seem like it is a blueprint for every other case, and that is not the case. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. We're reacting to the breaking news about the grand jury in Louisville, Kentucky, not charging any officer directly with the death of Breonna Taylor, but in that case, finding one officer guilty of first-degree wanton endangerment. We do have a lot more to get to later on this afternoon, but right now let me get back to some of your calls. From Houston, Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Kyle got it exactly right. And it's not about a black or white thing, because we've had this stuff happen over here. We had some police officers go ahead, execute a no-knock warrant. And early in the morning, about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, come to find out all the intel was wrong. You know why you ain't never heard no protesting and no people going crazy around here?
Why?
They fired the officer, the people, the man who, his sergeant, everybody on top of him. These people, police got too much rights to infringe on your rights. And it's all the time we see this. Now, this other day, go holler at this other guy, he heard the warrants. If I'm sleeping in my bed at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, 12, whatever time, I'm sleeping. Somebody come banging on my door. What you think I'm going to do? I mean, you know, when I was staying up in Houston in the city limits, what do you think I would do?
I think you would be very, very alarmed.
I'm shooting. I'm going to tell you like that, plain and simple. I got the right to carry a gun. First of all, ain't nobody need to be breaking down my door. Not at no midnight, I'm no time at nighttime. Nobody got no reason to be not breaking down my door, period. You know, they hollering on no-knock warrant, so I would. They want. Then the thing that's bad about it, the guy wouldn't even stand there. And I hear this all the time from the right. Anytime something like this happens, the first thing they want to do is holler, like give the victim they record or something like that. This girl ain't got no record. First of all, he hollering about it, something about they had some illegal activity. You don't know that. And first of all, she ain't had no record.
Well, sometimes, you know, police are very well, very, very well aware of illegal activity in situations. I mean, there's a lot about this case we still don't know, Larry. There's a lot we do know, but there's a lot we don't know.
It's a lot, but these cops have too much rights, man. You know,
well,
talk about
that's something that needs to be looked into. Then, if police have the ability to be aggressive beyond what should be done to do their job successfully to protect us, then that needs to be looked into. And maybe with all that's going on in this country, talking about law enforcement, maybe this is something that will manifest itself from all of this. Larry, I've got to move on. I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, hang on. If you've got a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. We're going to continue to react to the breaking news this afternoon of Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron announcing that the only charge is three counts of wanton first-degree endangerment against one of the Louisville police officers. We'll talk more about that. Jefferson Parish is going to allow the bars to open because they met the criteria. And Mayor Cantrell shuts down Tracy's because of infractions during Monday Night Football. We'll talk about all of that. And also, confessions of a social distancing masker, which is me. I'm Scoot. We're coming back with a lot more. Stay with us on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.